Diane McKinney Johnson hoists her crossbow, takes aim at a target tied to a hay bale in the farmyard at Shiloh Museum of Ozark History, and she hits the bullseye, reloads, shoots again, almost impaling her first arrow. McKinney Johnson, a Southwest Texas native, moved to the Ozarks in 1954 with her family, where she attended Huntsville High School. Marie Demarocus, a photo archivist and research librarian at the museum, discovered McKinney Johnson last summer, putting together a centennial photo exhibit about Madison County.
And one of the photographs I chose was a 1962 portrait of the Crossbowettes. And so I did a little bit of research on it. It's this lovely, perky little photo, and Diane is in it.
Crossbowette is the name attributed to a 5-member troupe of Madison County teenage girls chosen to perform precision shooting at a crossbow tournament held in Huntsville starting back in the 1950s, a history which Demarocus has recently reconstructed.
A man named George Stevens, who was originally from Chicago, had settled in the Blanchard Springs area of northern Arkansas and got interested in crossbows and just started inventing and tinkering, and he invented the repeating crossbow. He started the American Crossbow Association, and as a result of all of this and his interests, he started a crossbow tournament in 1954 at Blanchard Springs. And Arliss Coger was a Huntsville druggist and businessman, and wanted to move the tournament from Blanchard Springs over to Huntsville. And it came to Huntsville in 1958.
To attract more tourists to the county, similar to War Eagle Crafts Fair and Eureka Folk Festival back then, Stevens introduced a medieval theme to the tournament.
They had the Crossbowettes, which were this troop of high school girls trained to do precision drilling and shoot crossbows and do special tricks. And then the male side of it was the Lancers, a group of mostly older men at that point who were, they did jousting. They had long lances where they would ride a galloping horse and try to spear this lance through a ring that was hanging from a post, and they wore these elaborate costumes, as did the Crossbowettes. And then in later years, some of the Lancers did target shooting, where they had kind of a pistol grip type crossbow, riding a horse at gallop again and shooting at targets.
The medieval fair lasted until 1967, with the crossbow tournament relocating to Withrow Springs State Park, ending in 2003.
I think it just kind of faded. Now, it's still big in Huntsville because we have the Crossbow Restaurant, Land of the Crossbow Real Estate. There's Crossbow Road, which goes up to Governor's Hill, and part of the branding of Huntsville back in the day was calling it the Land of the Crossbow.
The Shiloh Museum of Ozark History is hosting a reunion of Crossbowettes, Lancers, and other friends of Huntsville's crossbow tournament November 15th. Several Crossbowettes will speak, including Diane McKinney Johnson, now in her early 70s.
I was a Crossbowette from 1961 to 1964, and I was queen in 64.
Tournament queens were conveyed around the site in a horse-drawn coach during the pageant, she says. Tournament organizer George Stevens hand-selected high school girls to perform as crossbowettes.
Several of us were majorettes, so I don't know if that was one of the criteria for choosing. We already knew how to drill and march and twirl things, so twirling the crossbows was not a big deal. We could do that very easily.
Whoa! What, you twirled the crossbows as you were shooting them?
No, George Stevens wanted us to drill very much like the military drill with the gun, so that you would twirl the crossbow and put it on your shoulder and put it on the ground and do the things that you've seen the military do with the rifles.
McKinney Johnson is also adept with a rifle.
My daddy was an old West Texas cowboy, and so he taught me to shoot. I mean, I shot cans off the pond dump, you know, but never hunted or anything. He just taught me how to shoot. But George Stevens was a very patient man. You have to think about this. He was constantly taking high school girls that mostly had never shot anything and taught them to do trick shots with the crossbow.
using repeating wooden crossbows loaded with 5 arrows handmade by George Stevens. The girl shot at rotating balloon targets, into the mouth of a dragon puppet, and at an apple affixed to the head of a wooden William Tell dummy. The crossbow has also performed rapid-fire target shooting, splitting arrows into bits, using tiny mirrors to hit targets shooting backwards.
Toward the end, he was teaching me to shoot the flame out of a candle. And I am quite sure that I decimated a lot of candles trying to learn to do that.
The girls wore trimmed white and turquoise costumes.
Well, there was a very talented lady, Bernice Cooper, who made the costumes, and they were quite ornate.
McKinney Johnson says the crossbow tournaments were popular among locals, and Demarocas says well supported.
All these different organizations got involved, the Chamber of Commerce, the different business organizations and such, the high school students like the 4-H Club. Everybody got involved to put on this tournament because you have to remember it's a small town.
More than twice the number of Huntsville residents at the time.
My sense is that the first few years when it was new and it was novel were very well attended, and then attendance started going down. And I think that in part led to why the pageantry part of it ended by 67. It was such a huge event to put on for diminishing returns in a way.
For the crossbow at reunion, Shiloh Museum has arranged several display cases of memorabilia on loan in the main hall, including costumes and wooden crossbows, photographs, and several remarkable paintings by George Stevens, who was a commercial artist.
We're just thrilled that so many crossbowettes saved materials over the years and photographs, and we've had a lot of donations and loans.
The crossbowette reunion will take place Friday, November 15th at Shiloh Museum of Ozark History in Springdale from 1 to 4 p.m., featuring a public program with vintage home movies. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.